Well, hi everybody. My name is Trevor Steenholt, and I am one of the franchise development directors here at Right at Home. And joining me today are my counterparts. So Jen Cheney is our senior franchise development director here at Right at Home, and Chuck Prentner is also a franchise development director here at Right at Home. And the premise of today's call is really just to kind of roundtable some general franchising thoughts out there, and thanks for everybody that's joining here. And I guess I'll kick things off to Jen and Chuck here. We all have some different experiences in franchising. We've all worked for other franchisors. We are currently helping out here at Right at Home. In your guys' experience, what are some characteristics of good franchise systems that you've worked for out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you, Trevor. This is Jen. And I would say that a few thoughts come to mind. I've got really a top three characteristics of a strong franchise. And the first one to me would be a franchisor who's not afraid of change. So always be looking for a concept that is looking to make things better, to keep up with the current needs and opportunities. If you come across a franchisor or a concept that's been doing the same thing for multiple years, that's, I think, a little bit of a red flag. To me, a great franchisor is somebody who is always current with the times, always looking to make things better, always looking to improve. And that's a top characteristic of a strong franchise. A couple more things. If you have a dedicated and involved franchisor, the support that the franchise owners are receiving from the franchisor, there should be tons of support through every stage of the process. So that's something to consider if you're out there looking for a franchise, to talk about the support that the franchisor does give to the franchisees and make sure that there is support along every step of the way in every department, because that's the way that it should be in any strong franchise. That's a top characteristic. And then I would say, finally, a proven track record. So a franchisor that has a track record with many franchisees over multiple years, that's a really great thing and something to keep in mind if you're looking for a great franchise. Then, of course, there's the obvious things like, great support, great communication, they're excellent listeners, and that there's that transparency in the information that they do provide. What do you think, Chuck?
Well, I think those are all significant and great points. When I first heard that question, it made me think about what were the things I was looking for that attracted me to Right at Home in my current role. And part of what drew me to Right at Home, maybe the biggest piece, was the mission statement: improving the quality of life for those we serve. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting a little bit older. I really start to think about, how do I want to be remembered? I know it sounds corny, but the idea of a legacy. I've worked in different industries, whether it's food or automotive and things like that, but there's really nothing that I think really drew me to the idea of making a difference. And I know now more than ever, in the situations that we have going on out there, the idea of making a difference in the community is paramount. And I know that all of the franchisees, the caregivers, the corporate staff, us, every one of us responds to that. And I know that's what gets me jumping out of bed in the morning, is the idea of being involved in a business that can keep one more senior out of a facility, keeping them relevant, keeping them safe one more day. And I don't know many other businesses, industries out there that provide that. And it really takes a special franchisee to respond to that. And Right at Home provides that that mission that I know a lot of people, as they get older, really start to crave. They're tired of working for other people. Maybe they feel unfulfilled. And when they can really do something that truly not only makes a difference, but saves lives, that is a big, big concept that I know really, really is the core in transitions to the entire company. Any thoughts on that, Trevor?
Yeah, I guess in my experience, culture is always paramount to me. So if I was going to evaluate characteristics between a strong franchise and a not so strong franchise, I would be looking at the culture route there. You know, what are the decision makers? What mindset are they in? Are they truly out to make good for the entire system, or are there other motives in place? And I've seen a little bit of everything in franchising. And I guess when I look at Right at Home, Brian, he's celebrating his 20th year here. So mm-hmm. to me, that says, man, we must have a really good culture if people are staying around for 20 years. And he seems like he's got plenty more in the tank and so much energy behind this, and just super excited where things are going. And so for me, it's always culture. I always want to make sure that and that's what attracted me to wanting to work at Right at Home. I know Chuck, you had mentioned what kind of attracted you to wanting to work here, and for me, it's definitely a culture thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that Jen had touched on was organization not afraid to make changes. And, you know, I agree with you 100%. The idea of Brian, direct lineage to the beginning, Alan, still our executive chairman. But with that said, when folks get to the point of looking at the disclosure document, hey, Right at Home is always looking for new people to bring into the management team, new ideas, new thoughts. And I always keep thinking of Karen Zuger, who handles a lot of our national accounts and all of those types of things, really being able to scale the business. And when people look at the disclosure document, they'll see a good combination of folks that have been here 10, 15, 20 years, yet new people with incredibly great ideas, fresh ideas, that have been here year, 2 years, 3 years. So I love the idea of preserving that lineage, but not being afraid to bring in new ideas and kind of, shake the tree a little bit.
And Chuck, you made an excellent point that's something that I think is very unique to Right at Home, is that in this business, it's constantly changing, constantly growing, always thinking ahead to the future and what can Right at Home do to help our franchise owners for to come. And I think there's something to say about Right at Home, especially having Karen on board with us, is that is her full-time job to make sure that she is doing everything that she can for the company and for our franchisees to help them with those national accounts and to help them with the future and what's to come.
Yeah, one of the conversations that I have quite frequently with candidates when they've started to review our franchise disclosure document is the bench strength that we have here. There's some mm-hmm. things that really stand out when they're reviewing the key players of our organization. They immediately notice the tenureship, how we have quite a few tenured executives here. And then they also notice that we've got some newer ones as well, too, where we've created some additional positions here to continue to expand our service and support that we provide to our franchisees. And you know, for them, it signifies a good, healthy franchise, because some of the other ones they've looked at out there, they might notice that there's a lot of turnover, or maybe everybody's new, or everybody's there forever. And there's just we have a very good mixed bag here when it comes to our bench strength in those regards.
You know, we talk about all the advantages and benefits and features that Right at Home has. And certainly anyone looking to get into a business will certainly discover those. But I think it's also important even to take a step back. And when we talk to people interested in Right at Home, prospective franchisees, is really to kind of help them simply understand what is it, what are the reasons they're looking to start a business in the first place? I don't know of many people that just wake up one morning and say, I am interested in starting senior care. You know, there's a lot of pieces that go into it prior to that. Maybe those ideas of the legacy, maybe wanting to work with their spouse, or maybe build a business they can pass on to their kids, regardless of the name, all of those types of things. Maybe they're simply unsatisfied in their current job. So what do you think our role is, and how do you think people should kind of approach business ownership in the first place? Is it a self-audit, if you will? Why is it they want to get into business in the first place? What are you guys' thoughts on that?
To me, that the answer is very simple. I think if you are looking to start your own business, I think that a lot of self-reflection needs to happen. And the number one thing is that you are doing it because you are pursuing a passion. And I find a lot of people that I talk to that are looking into business ownership is that they have lost that passion. That most of them are like, you know, I'm just not passionate about what I'm currently doing. So they're really pursuing that passion, and they're wanting to find something that they can do on a daily basis that really means something to them. I see that quite often. What about you, Trevor?
I wholeheartedly agree with what you just said. It does take it forces a candidate to take a hard look at themselves in the mirror. And part of that is saying to yourself, what am I good at? What am I not good at? Is the franchise that I'm looking at, can they help me in the areas I'm not so good at? And can they let me leverage the areas that I'm really great at? And that's the hard look that everybody that has ever joined a franchise or is going to join a franchise has to sit down with themselves and look at to say, okay, you know, these are the things that I need to weigh when making my decision to make the best choice for me and my family as possible here. And I just love talking with candidates that are explaining their reasons as to why they want to become an entrepreneur. And maybe it's a lineage of entrepreneurs in their family, and they've just known that they've always been destined to do that. Those are always some great conversations. And you know, most people would think that it's people that hate their jobs, but that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. You know, working with the spouse, I know Chuck had mentioned that. We get a lot of people here that enjoy working with their spouses. And, you know, the fun thing I think that's going on here that I really personally like to see is you know, the owner's kids starting to take an interest into the business and showing up at our training courses and, you know, becoming part of that legacy play when, you know, their parents are looking to ride off into the sunset and retire and step away from the business, to have a kid be able to step into that. You know, I'm a parent. I know Chuck and Jen, you're both parents too. And I just think there's something pretty special about being able to pass a business down onto a kid. And you guys must agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I certainly do. I mean, the idea of a legacy franchise, everyone I think that gets into business always says that. Every franchisor always says that. Hey, build a business you can pass on to your kids. It's one thing to say it. It's another where you actually do it. And Right at Home is doing that, where, you know, we put together specific training pieces for legacy franchisees, so that I guess that proof is in the pudding. We say it, and we actually have franchisees that, have taken the business over from their parents.
Absolutely.
So when you guys are talking with candidates, what does, in your experience, what does it sound like when someone knows they found the right opportunity?
And that's a great question. How do you find out that, or how do you know when you find the right opportunity? And also, you know, to take that even a step farther, Trevor, I know you and I have had conversations about this. Who is that prospective franchisee relying on in their circle of friends and family, spouse, whoever it might be, that helps them make that decision? And there's pros and cons. on that, I mean, touch a little bit, if you guys could, on, hey, what are some of the pros and cons on really relying on friends and family and relatives and others in the decision-making process?
Yeah, I can, I'll dive into that. I have not found a single person I have ever worked with in my history to be able to make a decision to getting into business without having the blessing of their spouse. I've had plenty of people that have begun the process with me and have gotten down the road and have told me that, oh, my spouse is on board. My spouse is on board. They got other things they're focusing on. This is going to be my thing. But then when the rubber meets the road, the spouse says, this, you know, I don't know anything about this. We're not doing this. So, you know, trusted advisors is essentially the question there. And, oh man, you got to have the support of your spouse, whether or not they're going to be in the business or not, they're your support system. And you getting into business certainly affects your spouse's life. So, you know, mm-hmm. having them
I
on
agree.
All the calls, I mean, Jen, right? I mean, wouldn't you, if you were looking into something, wouldn't you want your husband on the calls with you so he is up to speed on what you're diving into?
And you're absolutely right. I hear it all the time, too, that sometimes the spouse will be involved in the business and sometimes the spouse won't be involved in the business. But at the end of the day, you know, it's still your spouse, and, you know, they will have some type of involvement, either directly or indirectly in the business. But still, you're absolutely right that you, whether they're going to be involved or not in the business, you have to have the support from your spouse. In addition to that, I have seen other people that consult with sometimes too many people. I think at the end of the day, what really matters is what you as the owner, you know, the person that's going to be in charge and running this business, how you feel about the business. And something that you asked Trevor, like, how do you know when you have found the right fit? I think for us, for Right at Home, what I have seen is that a part of this process that's incredibly powerful to our potential buyers who are looking into a Right at Home purchase is franchisee validation. And really the thing that really brings it home for them is hearing, and this goes back to the finding something that you're passionate about. Our franchise owners talk all the time about how rewarding the business is that they do every day. It's so incredibly rewarding that they are literally changing the lives of the people that they serve and improving their lives and their quality of lives. And it's so rewarding. And it's something that makes them feel good. And at the end of the day, you know, they're passionate about it and they love their business. So I find that often when buyers come to me and say, you know, it's official, this is for sure the business for me. And really what brings it home is that franchisee validation and listening to our franchise owners talk about all of their stories of business ownership and all of the positive aspects that it, the way that it makes them feel, the way that at the end of the day that they can go home and just be incredibly proud of the work that they're doing.
You know, I got two thoughts on what it was you had to say there, Jen, and both of those were really powerful. And the first one with, you know, that support network of who do you rely on to help you make a business decision. Now, keep in mind the evaluation process with Right at Home. It could be 30 to 60 days. And even before you do that, you know, the prospective franchisee may have that kind of life audit that we talked about. And by the time they get close to making a decision, they may share their thoughts or ideas with friends in a casual environment. Folks need to be careful because in today's world, it's kind of a gotcha, why would you want to do that society where the idea of finding good in an idea, people struggle to do that unless they have really been involved with it. So I just want to caution folks out there that are looking at any business opportunity, take it with a grain of salt when you talk to people that maybe don't have the same knowledge or experience in the evaluation process, because people have a hard time saying that's a great idea. Everyone simply wants to point negative into today's society. The other one that I think that you really nailed was the validation aspect. Talking to people that have done this, that are doing it every day, that have been doing it 1 year, 5 years, 20 years. And with that, though, I think it's important that people entering the validation process, getting ready to talk to our owners, kind of have a realistic expectation. And what I mean by that is it's not the job of the franchisees out there to sell anyone on the concept. They're simply in a position to share their experiences. And hey, sometimes people have good days, they have bad days. The franchisees, they are just business owners and they're doing it all. And hey, they're incredibly busy right now. So I think it's important to have those realistic expectations. And that idea that we talked earlier about what makes a good franchise opportunity. You know, we've been doing this for 20 years. We have 600 territories being serviced. We're in 45 states, 7 countries. So the idea of, does the business model work? Well, it does, and people should understand that. So I think talking to existing franchisees, some of the things that that new people should be asking is, hey, would you do this again? What's your relationship with corporate? Some of those big picture things. Because I can tell you this, Jen, if someone calls up and wants to talk computer system and that's the deciding factor, this is not the business opportunity for them. What do you guys think? Mm-hmm.
Well, Trevor?
Yeah.
I definitely agree because far too often, I think when people enter the validation part of a process, and that's a big part of the process is having those conversations with the franchisees, they don't give themselves permission to hear things that are challenges within the business. And, you know, the spoiler alert out there is there's no such thing as a perfect business. Every single business you look into out there is going to have its own unique set of challenges out there. And if you go into that specific part of any process with any franchise or with rosy colored sunglasses on, you're not doing yourself a favor in that during that time. So I feel like you gotta give yourself permission to hear that there are challenges in the business. But the follow up question, like I think Chuck you hit on it very well there. You know, saying that, would you do this over again, or how does corporate help you through those challenges? That's where you truly learn the colors of a franchise. That's where you learn how the culture is there. And those can be just such impactful conversations. I don't know, Jen, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, that is one thing that makes me incredibly proud to work for Right at Home is the absolute transparency that we have with our franchisees, with, you know, potential buyers, with you name it. And that's something that we talk about all the time, especially I do with potential buyers, kind of prepping them for those franchisee validation phone calls, is that I want them to hear what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, this, you're right, this is business ownership. There are going to be some challenges, and I want them to be able to hear some of those challenges that our franchise owners face, because there is something to say about absolute transparency, that we are open to having them hear all of those things, because in any business, you are going to have those challenges. And making sure that any buyer that purchases a Right at Home franchise goes into this business with eyes wide open, knowing that, yes, there are going to be some awesome days, but there's going to be some challenging days as well. And that's incredibly important to address.
You know, the idea of the challenges, you know, the follow-up question that's perfect for prospective franchisees to ask is, how are those challenges being acknowledged, met, and solved? And I think that really gets back to the collaborative nature of Right at Home. It's just not new ideas being thought of in the ivory tower and rolled out to the system. No, it's the idea of pulling information not only from the franchisees in joint committees and functions like that, but also from the caregivers. There's such a huge body of folks that are following that mission statement every day, and so many great ideas that are adopted system-wide. came from one individual right at home franchise at the very beginning. And those ideas are pulled together and refined and then rolled out. So that idea of exchanging information and the idea that, hey, we're all part of the same system, I think goes a long, long way to really, really bring us together as a team and a family. And at times like this, really make a difference in everything that's going on out there today.
Yeah, and it's a unique time period here for not only franchising, but for our country as a whole and the world as a whole. And one of the things that I think is very cool is, you know, our franchisees are out there still doing business. They are still providing care to the clients that we serve here, and that's part of the success stories that are coming out during this unique time that we're facing here, and just so much good is being shown out there through everybody, and especially in our system. I think I saw a video that we've got some masks going out to our franchisees out there with some care packages and stuff. It's just so cool to see everybody in a big system come together like this to continue to help each other out. I mean, you guys got to feel the same way. I mean, some of this stuff that's coming out is pretty incredible.
Well, you Absolutely. Know, I agree with that 100%. You know, I can't go out and get my hair cut right now. I can't go to the gym. I can't sit down and have a pizza. There's a lot of businesses out there that can't offer those services. But you know what? Our franchisees, they are frontline. They are in the trenches. They're making a difference. And we talk about that. And sometimes you can take that lightly. You're truly making a difference in the world. Very, very few times in someone's life do they have the opportunity to say that, to realize that, to experience that. But I can tell you what, the franchisees with Right at Home, they're doing that right now as we're on this conversation.
Yes, they're doing an absolutely outstanding job. And that's another thing to consider, that with people looking to purchase a business, you know, does that business model work? Or how does it work in challenging times? And that's one thing that another thing about Right at Home that I can be very proud of is I'm seeing all of our franchise owners that are working, tirelessly to support their caregivers who are on the front lines caring for these clients in need. And one thing that I think that we can all be incredibly proud of during this time.
You know, guys, here we are. We're already close to the bottom of the hour. We could talk another hour and a half, 2 hours. I don't think everyone would stay on the line. But, hey, with a couple minutes left, any last thoughts any of us want to throw out there that we think someone on the call might want to consider when they're looking at Right at Home?
I think that one thing maybe that we haven't touched upon is as they're doing their due diligence and as they're looking more and more into purchasing a Right at Home franchise, and especially during franchisee validation, that's to me probably the most important part of the process, to make sure that when they are having those franchisee validation phone calls, it's important to ask our franchise owners what their relationship is like with the franchisor, because that's a huge part of being part of a franchise is the support that you have from the franchisor, the relationship that you have with the franchisor. So I think it's incredibly important that the potential buyers out there, that they talk to our franchise owners about what that relationship is like, because that's another thing about Right at Home that I think we are, top of the game when it comes to support and the relationship we have with our franchisees.
Yeah, and I'm going to piggyback off what Chuck said. When we look at the current times that we're in, yeah, can't go get my hair cut. I'm actually entertaining letting my wife cut my hair, which is an absolutely terrifying thought, what that could potentially to look like. but yeah, I can't get my hair cut. I can't go to the gym. There's just a lot of stuff that I can't do. And if my parents aren't old enough yet, but if they were and they were needing some help at their home, I wouldn't want to have to worry about them not being able to get the service. So I think it's just it highlights, you know, that this business is, you know, we're in a challenging time and we're still just going strong here. And that would be something that if I was looking into a business, that would resonate. That would personally resonate very much with me.
You know, part of the last thought I have is going back to that, those personal conversations, those self-analysis people need to have even before they send us an email or a phone wanting to engage. Really being honest with themselves, do they have what it takes to really want to get into business ownership? And do they have a passion for seniors and helping people? You know, if they can answer those two questions, yes, I think they're going to find everything falls in line. We just may be what it is they're looking for. Any other last thoughts, folks?
Well, to no surprise, you get three development people together and you can chew up a half hour pretty darn quickly.
Great discussion. Great discussion today, guys.
All right. Hey, everyone. I want to thank everyone for being on the call today. I thought it was great. Sometimes when you don't have the specific agenda, a lot of great ideas and thoughts come out. Jen, Trevor, thanks so much for spending the time. Hey, everyone that was on the call today, thank you so much and looking forward to talking again soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.